episode 149.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we continue our two-part episode on email marketing fundamentals. Now, I've been gone for a little while, but don't let that discourage you because we're going to pick up right where we left off, right here on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Get out your comfort zone, my friend. Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, Your host, Mark Mason.
Okay, I hope you are having a fantastic day. This is a continuation of episode 148. And again, the slides that go along with this presentation are available at latenightim.com/149, which is the URL for the show notes for this episode. You can also find the previous episode and the same slides at latenightim.com/148. Now, if you're just joining us, 149, it's the first time you've ever listened. Welcome. I'm really glad to have you. My name is Mark Mason, coming to you from the little studio in Dallas, Texas. We're talking about internet marketing, affiliate marketing, and email marketing. And I strongly encourage you to jump back and catch episode 148 prior to listening to this episode 149. But welcome. I'm really glad to have you. For the rest of you, you'll remember that we talked about the goal for this episode, which was to give you a clearer picture of what it takes to make money from your internet business using email marketing. We talked about the amazing shortstop from the Cincinnati Reds, Barry Larkin, and how he feels that fundamentals are key to professional success. And we made the argument that email marketing is one of those fundamentals. Another one of the fundamentals is understanding what businesses actually do. And we said that they match offers with buyers, and that that was the fundamental thing that you needed to do. And the best place for you to build your business was at the intersection of Give Street and Take Street, where Give Street was this huge, big avenue with lots of traffic and big trucks full of value. And Take Street was this tiny little side street that you occasionally went down when you made offers to people. But even those offers were so fantastic and had so much value on their own that it would probably be okay even if that was the only content that you provided. Then we talked about affiliate marketing as an example of one of the offers that you might match buyers with. And we talked about Pat Flynn as an example of somebody who's crushing it with affiliate marketing. We talked about the fact that he made $71,000 last month, or in the month of May, whenever that was. We couldn't quite decide. We talked about Pat as an example of that. And then where we left it was we wanted to talk about what kind of strategies could be used. So I want to pick up the conversation there, and we'll talk about that now, these different kinds of strategies that can be used. Again, if you want the slides that go with this discussion, you can download them at latenightim.com/148. 1 month in the first half of the year, just 1 month, his affiliate earnings were $71,000 in affiliate earnings. So affiliate marketing is, it works. And the basic strategy is, again, that you mention a product, you share the link, and usually you want to share a nice link like latenightim.com/convertkit and not a nasty long link. And people take some action and you get an affiliate sale. And you can do that. People do it in blog posts. They do it on podcasts and so forth. And I'd call that the simplest affiliate strategy that you can take. You mention a product. Maybe you're standing in the store, standing in line at the grocery store, and someone taps you on the shoulder and says, "Hey, what do you recommend? I'm thinking about starting a podcast. What do you recommend?" And I say, "Well, I recommend that you go to latenightim.com/podcasting A to Z and learn how to podcast," you know, that sort of thing. So that's what I call basic affiliate marketing strategy. But a better strategy would be what I mentioned earlier in this podcast, which is an affiliate strategy that relied on email marketing. Why? Well, one of the challenges of affiliate marketing is that you're finding a customer and then you are sending that customer to someone else. And maybe that customer comes back to you someday and maybe they don't, right? And so that's a weakness of affiliate marketing. It's something you need to manage, but it's something that's easily managed. So a basic affiliate marketing strategy that involved email marketing, and one of the reasons that I think email marketing is so important, no matter whether you're using affiliate marketing or you're trying to sell your own products, is that you can get someone on your email list by mentioning a content upgrade, like I've done in this episode purposely to demonstrate it by asking you to go and download the slides. You can link to that content upgrade from the show notes of your podcast, from your blog post, from your ad, wherever it is that you're creating that link. And then you can deliver that amazing content to someone. That's value. And they're going to get that immediately. And then subsequently in emails, you can give them call to actions. For example, you're going to find that when you opt in to get this content upgrade, one of the things that's going to happen to you is I'm going to remind you that ConvertKit is having this promotion. Now, understand, one of the main reasons that I'm doing all this in this way is to be transparent with you about how this can work for you and your business. So don't pay too much attention to the ConvertKit piece. The piece I want you to pay attention to is the way this is done so that you can do this in your business. That's kind of a key idea. That's why I keep mentioning ConvertKit, is because I want to be fully transparent with you by example to show you exactly what's possible and have you translate to that into what might be possible in your business. And then if you take that action to try that, to make that ConvertKit trial, to give it a try, that will result in an affiliate sale for me in some cases, and that will result in a commission, but I still have you on your email list so I can repeat the cycle. I can deliver you more amazing content, and then I can give you later, after I've delivered even more value, another call to action. And maybe that call to action is for, you know, a hosting provider, or I don't know what it would be, but I can deliver more content and keep you engaged, and we can have an ongoing relationship where I'm exchanging the value that I deliver to you for value that you give back to me in the form of affiliate commissions or whatever it is. Or maybe when my affiliate marketing book comes out later this year, I send you an email and say, "Hey, I've got this book on Amazon, go check it out." Or maybe when the affiliate marketing course comes out, I send that to you and I say, "Hey, the course is out, go check it out." Whatever it is, we can have an ongoing relationship. And that's sort of the basic affiliate strategy. And that tends to be one-dimensional. That's a much better thing. And that's the kind of thing people have traditionally done with AWeber. They have one email opt-in. It puts them on a single list. And that's a really good way to do that. And people have been doing that with AWeber for more than a decade, maybe approaching now two decades. Works really well. The advanced tactic, and I illustrate this in a super complicated chart that I presented at Podcast Dallas, and I want to explain to you now, is what I think is the best fundamental way to create an email marketing funnel system. And I want to try to describe that to you in some detail here. So this is what I call an advanced email marketing tactic. And again, if you want to follow along, You can see this slide in the show notes at latenightim.com/148. It's there in the download. So generally speaking, we don't just have one way to opt in to our email marketing when we're doing email marketing. This is true for e-commerce. It's true for blogs. It's true for people who do podcasts. Usually what I find that you have is you have some kind of sidebar opt-in, and we'll call that a generic opt-in. And usually it says something like, hey, if you want to know more about us, or you want our free checklist, or you want whatever, we've got this thing plastered on every page of the site. You can join us and we'll give you this thing. And then after that, if we're doing a good job of email marketing, after we send you the thing, we're going to send you more amazing content on a periodic basis, usually once a week. This is how most email marketing is set up, and in my opinion, should be set up. You have what we call a lead magnet. They opt in to get the lead magnet, and then you send them stuff. And then periodically what you'll find is people will do promotions to those lists and so forth and try to sell other things. But the truth of the matter is, though, that's pretty generic and not really very effective. And usually what you find is that people are coming to you and are interested in specific topics at any given time. And it's possible for you to generate lead magnets that are very, very specific. For example, we've created a lead magnet for this very episode, which are the slides that support this conversation about email marketing. And so you need a way to handle that. And one of the cool things you can do with ConvertKit that makes this possible is it supports this idea of tags. And so without getting into a tremendous amount of detail about how to implement this in ConvertKit, once I've got this fundamental email marketing funnel set up where, hey, you know, here's a generic opt-in. If you want to learn more about internet marketing, come join my list, that sort of thing. And I set up content. I can start to set up branches off of that, other entry points that I can use. For example, a specific content upgrade for this show. And I can give you a little mini sequence that is specific to what you download. So here's the example. Normally, if you go to latenightinternetmarketing.com and opt in, you'd get some generic email sequence that says who I am and what I'm about and gives you information that's fundamental to email marketing. At that point, fundamental to internet marketing, rather. At that point, I don't know very much about you because you just opted in and, you know, who knows why and who knows where you came from. But if you opt in with this particular opt-in for this episode, I know that you're a podcast listener. I know that you are interested in email marketing and potentially interested in ConvertKit. And so I can tag you with that and I can give you specific content related to that topic. And maybe it's just 4 or 5 emails. And if you opt in to this episode show notes, you'll see that's exactly what you're going to get. You'll get 3 or 4 emails that are specifically about email marketing. One of them will pitch ConvertKit to you. Again, call you to action to go register for ConvertKit. And then subsequent to that, you'll be transitioned into my generic internet marketing sequence about, you know, how to grow your business online, the sequence that everybody gets. You won't realize that. It'll kind of smoothly transition you through, but that's a different way for you to get in to my email list, and it is very specific to what your interests are at the time. And I can do this over and over and over again. I've got another opt-in on how to create a domain name from a previous episode. I can do one for every podcast episode. I can create specific landing pages on particular topics. Let's say I write in a simple ebook on how to build a drop shipping operation with Oberlo and Shopify. We talked about that a few weeks ago. I can create a landing page for that, and I can drive Facebook ads to that landing page and give an email sequence that's specific to that before I transition you into the generic sequence. So this is sort of the advanced email tactics that I really like. And this is possible in ConvertKit because ConvertKit treats people as subscribers and it understands information about the subscriber. In AWeber treats people as belonging to lists and it has subscribers in a list. And once they get in a list, they're sort of trapped in there and it's relatively difficult. And I've even looked at this again recently because AWeber has implemented some tagging. Very, very difficult to implement this sort of thing. Most of your advanced email marketing tools like ConvertKit are going to be able to do this sort of tactic where you tag subscribers and you give them information based on what their tag is. So for example, when you first come into that email list and you're tagged as having just arrived with in getting email marketing content, I'm not going to be sending you the other content that you're going to get later. That content is on hold. And I might transition you from, and in fact, this is how my email list works. I might transition you from the ConvertKit opt-in for this show note download set of emails to a transition set of emails that gives you some additional generic information that I give everyone, but I only give it once, and then into an evergreen newsletter sequence that you get for the rest of the year, say once a week. And so I can control the flow of what information you get and when you get it. So a little bit hard to articulate on a podcast. It's a little bit of a tricky thing to explain, but the idea is that if you have an email provider that supports something like tagging, this idea of tagging and sequences that are based on how the subscriber is tagged and identified, you can start to segment your list and deliver specific content that is laser targeted at exactly what the person is interested in at the time that they visit your site. I think this is the fundamental idea that you need to implement in your business, whatever it is. You have a person that comes in, you deliver them information that's specific to the way that they came in, and then you transition them into a useful sequence of evergreen information that's relevant to them. And if you choose, periodically in that evergreen sequence, you can call them to action to particular offers. Now, let me give you an example of how this might apply to e-commerce, because maybe you're sitting there going, okay, fine, this works for a podcast, but I don't understand how it works for e-commerce. Well, in my particular e-commerce site, I have a site in a niche, and in that niche, there are sort of two kinds of people. There are people that are fans of the niche that buy kind of fan gear, and there are people that are actually in the niche that buy accessories. Now, my niche is not golf, but let me give you an example of golf. So I have people that are golf players that are buying golf gadgets. That's one kind of thing that I have for sale on my store. And I have people that are buying golf fan stuff like golf bracelets and golf t-shirts and golf coffee mugs. And those people aren't necessarily actually golf players. They may be buying that stuff for another golfer, but someone who's buying, particular golf gear, they're probably actually golfers, or at least we're going to make that assumption for the purpose of this illustration. So when I do my email marketing to someone who bought a golf bracelet, they're buying golf accessories, that can look a lot different than the email marketing that I do to people who are buying golf clubs. And for example, maybe someone buys a golf club and the very next thing that I offer them is a particular golf driver that I think that people who buy these golf clubs might also like this driver. Or if I'm trying to add a bunch of value, maybe I offer them my five best golf swing tips, right? And that's the even better example. Someone buys a golf club, you offer them golf swing tips. Someone who buys a golf bracelet, they may not want golf swing tips because they may not be a golf player. They may just be interested in golf fashion items. So maybe we offer them some other kind of product like a golf necklace to go with their golf bracelet. So you can see how segmenting can apply in almost any business that you're in. And I think this applies very well to bloggers because oftentimes what you'll find on blogs is they're blogging on multiple topics. Take my blog, for example. Maybe I am blogging on affiliate marketing and on e-commerce. Well, depending on what you opted in for, I can tell what you're interested in and give you some specific information that's specific to the topic that you are interested in. Or maybe what I want to do is find out where you are in your journey. This is something that Cliff Ravenscraft does over at Podcast Answer Man. If you opt into his email list over at Podcast Answer Man, one of the very first things that he asks you is, where are you on your podcasting journey? Do you want a podcast? Do you have a new podcast? Or are you a seasoned podcaster? And actually, there's a fourth category of listeners that Cliff has that are people that just like the show and don't ever intend to create a podcast. And he customizes the content that he delivers and identifies those people and gives them content that's specific to what he is actually delivering. So those are all examples of the reason that a tool like ConvertKit can help you take people in from various places and tag them and bring them in and give them the content that they really can use. Now, why take them in from separate places? Why not just have one generic opt-in? And the fact of the matter is, and I'm sure this is obvious to most of you, the conversion rate for somebody who is you're offering a specific thing that is directly relevant to what they're thinking about or doing at the time is going to be much, much higher than the conversion rate for just whatever generic lead magnet you have. For example, in this episode, if I tell you, hey, I've got this amazing thing, these slides that go with this podcast that are going to directly help you with what we're just talking about, that's a very targeted opt-in. As opposed to, hey, thanks for listening to this episode on email marketing. Hey, if you want this opt-in that tells you how to change the color on your homepage, you can get that too. Well, that's not what we're talking about. So the conversion rate on that is not going to be great. So that's why you want to have multiple sources of entry in your website to make use of this fantastic content that you're creating and this advanced email tactic of tagging so that you can get people the content that is exactly relevant to the thing that they just talked about before you put them into this lifetime long evergreen newsletter sequence that continues to deliver them value for years. You know, the other cool thing about this sort of sequence where you've got multiple points of entry into a long evergreen content funnel is that there's no reason you can't call someone to action to loop back into another funnel. So let's say you come in through the email funnel and you get an email marketing short course, essentially, in addition to this download, and then you're in my evergreen email sequence. There's no reason I can't say, hey, by the way, if you're also interested in affiliate marketing, let me know and I'll send you some great affiliate marketing content. Click. And then when you click that, it tags you as also being interested in affiliate marketing and gives you the opportunity to get that content as well. So I can loop you through all of these different chunks of content that you are particularly interested in. And now suddenly, instead of this crappy generic email sequence where one out of every four or five emails actually matters to you, I'm delivering you laser targeted content that you love. And now you're to the point where you can't wait until an email comes from me and is in your inbox and you open it. That should be your goal, by the way, for email marketing, is to create emails that do that. So some pro tips regarding email marketing. Now that you understand multiple points of entry into a generic funnel, let me say a couple of things. One is this takes time. Rome is not built in a day. Even my own email sequence is not perfect yet. I'm still working on it. And so if you test out my stuff, what you're going to find is it still has warts. In fact, yesterday, someone emailed me at the support desk and said, thank you so much for your emails. Love the show. By the way, here's a typo. And the guy was very specific. He said, I'm just sending you this information as a way to give back. And sure enough, right there in my email, there was a typo in one of my newsletter sequences. It's been there for months or years. So that was great. I really appreciated that. I think it's important to have realistic goals about implementing high-end email sequences. Make sure that you don't overcommit and then get distraught. I think it also helps if you draw this stuff out on paper and make kind of a blueprint for what your email sequence needs to look like. And then be persistent. Do something every day. One really good strategy, I think, in general, your emails should be relatively short. In the next episode, we're going to talk about best practices for email marketing tips. And I'm going to give you a long list of tips for your email marketing, whether you're using ConvertKit or whatever. I want you to have some great email marketing tips. But I think one great strategy that you can use if you're starting from nowhere is just make a commitment to write email for 10 or 15 minutes every day. It doesn't have to be rocket science. These emails should be conversational, just like you're writing an email to your brother or your mom or your friend down the street. That's what people really seem to respond to. That's what converts the best. And so I think if you're writing emails and telling stories and you can get in the habit of writing email for 10 or 15 minutes every day into a tool like ConvertKit, then I think you will be amazed at how fast you will amass fantastic content for your audience. So be persistent. So the bottom line, just the content itself is not a business. You need to have a strategy for matching offers with buyers. I think a really, really good way to do this is with email marketing, but not just the simple old school email marketing of capturing the email and then spamming people with offers or giving them a bunch of generic content. I think you can use a tool like ConvertKit and you can segment your email list and deliver them laser targeted content that will really help them, that will really create value and will make loyal subscribers that cannot wait to get your email. And I think you need to be patient and persistent and not quit on this journey and make sure that this is a key part of your online marketing journey. I'll tell you a story. I've told this story before. It was told to me by Jeremy Franzen over at Internet Business Mastery. He tells the story of a guy that he and Jason knew that the guy had created an online business and the business was going so well that he got some partners. In fact, he got two partners and the business grew and grew and grew. And then there was a falling out between the partners. We're talking about, kind of a 7-figure business here, 6 figures anyway. And the other two guys squeezed the original guy out. It's one of these typical kind of stories where they just didn't get along anymore. They weren't seeing eye to eye about where to take the business. So the two guys kind of ganged up on the original guy and they got control of the business and decided to go their own way. Well, in most situations, this original guy would have lost everything, but he was the guy who had control of the email list and he was able to take his subscribers with him. And that meant that he could go start his own business the next day by himself and email everyone on that list and say, hey, here's the deal, new business, come on over here with me, let's go. And he did that and was very successful doing that. Email lists are one of the few true assets that you can have in an online business that you truly own. You can have a Facebook page, you don't really own that. You can have search traffic from Google. That's awesome. Google can shut you off tomorrow. You don't really own that. You can have YouTube videos. YouTube could cancel your account tomorrow or turn down your rankings in YouTube search tomorrow. You don't really own that. But if you've got a website that you really own and you've got an email list that you can mail to drive traffic to that website and to offers, you've got a real asset that you actually own, that actually belongs to you, that you can take with you and use however you want, and no one can take it away from you. And that, my friends, is a true value in business. And that's why people say that the money is in the list, because you own that asset and you can call people to action using it. So I hope this has been helpful to you. I would love to hear from you. This, of course, is episode 148 and 149. In episode 150, we'll be talking about email marketing tips, and that will be coming to you soon. Hope you'd enjoyed this very much. Talk to you soon.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then,
go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
I'm back. Rumors of my demise have been greatly overstated. If you missed me, well, thanks for that, but we're not going to talk about this week. We're going to pick up right where we left off over 2 months ago, talking about affiliate marketing. I hope you enjoyed this very much. I hope it's helpful to you. And if you're having a little trouble understanding what this advanced email tactic looks like, the graphic is really helpful. I want to encourage you to download it at latenightim.com/149. I also want to encourage you to take a look at ConvertKit if you haven't. They have this free trial going on, and I think it's really worth your time to just get that free trial and go look at it if you're at all interested in understanding how the other half lives in ConvertKit. Until then, I will talk to you next week. I'm already ramping up that episode for email marketing tips. I hope you'll find that interesting. Thanks. Bye.
Late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in the same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.